My name, for those of you who don't know me, is Tom Minogue. I'm the chairman here at Thompson Coburn. A little bit of background on our place, if I may. We were founded over 80 years ago. We have now grown to be the largest law firm in St. Louis in terms of lawyers on the ground here. Our firm now has more than 350 lawyers with offices in Chicago, St. Louis, Southern Illinois, and Washington, D.C. We practice in virtually every area of the law you can think about, from biotech to agriculture to transportation and everything in between. We have had the good fortune to be named the top corporate law firm in St. Louis. We have been ranked by our clients as being in the top 10% of all law firms nationwide on client service. Our young lawyers have ranked us the second best law firm in the nation to work at for 2 years in a row. We're still striving for number one on that. And our young lawyers have also named us as the number one law firm in technology for 4 years in a row now. Very happy about that as well. All of those are accomplishments we are very proud of, and we're also very proud to be having Kit Bond joining us as our newest partner at Thompson Coburn. Kit brings to us a great deal of expertise in a lot of different areas. He has a unique blend of policymaking expertise and also legal expertise. And I can't think of anybody who is better positioned to come out of the government and serve as a lawyer to the private sector than Kit. While he's with us, he'll be working in areas like transportation, agriculture, biotech, economic development, all areas that he knows very well. Senator Bond's accomplishments, while both as a senator and a governor, are extremely well known by everybody, especially to those of us here in Missouri. Economic development, urban revitalization, education are all hallmarks of his tenure. Perhaps a little less appreciated are his accomplishments and his expertise and his training as a lawyer. He graduated first in his class at the University of Virginia Law School, one of the best law schools in the country. The only thing I can say about that is I wish I had graduated first in my class from law school. After he did that, he went to work as a clerk for the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta, another very significant accomplishment for a young lawyer. He then launched his legal career working in a law firm in Washington for 3 years before he came back to Missouri to start his political career. And one of his first jobs was serving as Assistant Attorney General for the Consumer Protection Division here in Missouri. At the firm level, we've known Kit for many years, have enormous respect for him as a public servant, as a leader, and most importantly, a man of great intelligence and integrity. And on a personal level, it has been wonderful to be his constituent, but I can tell you it will be even better to be his partner. And I am delighted to ask him to say a few words and speak to you for the very first time from behind a Thompson Coburn podium. Senator Bond.
Tom, thank you very much. Thanks to all of you for coming out. When I left the Senate, I wasn't sure that anybody would show up, and thank you all very much, those of you who are here and those of you who are with us listening in. Tom made the usual mistake when you introduce even a former senator for brief remarks. It's a triumph of hope over experience. But I did announce 2 years ago when I was not going to run for re-election that I would be neither shy nor retiring. I thought with the start of the new year, I would go to work. And I am absolutely delighted to be joining Thompson Coburn because I have had an opportunity to look at many law firms over my career. And when I started looking to find a place where I thought I could best serve, Thompson Coburn was clearly the one. I can't say too much about Tom Minogue, for whom I have the greatest respect. But he's led the law firm and established a great reputation for service, legal service, fine group of clients, and a dedication to the community, particularly St. Louis, which is of great interest to me. And I know the lawyers here have great dedication, legal ability, and I think are going to be great people for me to join in the practice of law. I find that Thompson Coburn's approach to serving clients is much like my approach was to serving the state of Missouri. Thompson Coburn listens to the clients, they identify the challenges, and help draft, in this case, legal solutions. I was working on political solutions, but we both have to draft common sense solutions. And I have long felt that one of the great things that I have been able to do for Missouri is to help economic growth to produce jobs. And this is something where that I have pursued in everything from highways and transportation to working to support those organizations, making Missouri a leader in plant biotechnology and agriculture biotechnology with the great institutions we have. This is going to make a tremendous difference for mankind and bring jobs here. I've also found that building relationships overseas for trade and investment is very important to creating good jobs, and that is something I intend to continue to work on. At Thompson Coburn, I will continue to work on things that foster and build economic growth with my experience in international trade, as well as agriculture, biotechnology, and some experience I've had in the cyber field in passing the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. So with that, Dom and I would be happy to answer questions, and thank you all for coming and for your interest.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. If you're joining us using
a
speaker...
Wait a second. Let's get the, if you don't mind, let's get the questions from the people here in the room first, and then we can go to the questions on the telephone. So, start over again, would you please?
Will you have any direct contact with elected representatives in your position, or is that something that you're not going to be doing?
Question is, what kind of connection I'd have with elected representatives? I joined this law firm to be a lawyer, not to be a lobbyist. I am forbidden to have any official meetings with members of Congress for 2 years. It's rather draconian, but I am certainly going to abide by that. I do not plan on being involved in lobbying Congress, but there's no question that I would not be able to lobby Congress for 2 years in any event. So if I see them on the street, I can say hi, but that's about all. Next question from here. Yes. For those of you listening in, the question was, am I going to be active like Jack Danforth has been in politics and be active in the 2012 race? I would say I will be active and concerned as a citizen, and right now I have no positions, and I'm not doing anything in the 2012 elections for any race, but I am not going to be focusing on politics. But as a citizen, I'm not going to be able to keep from being involved at some point down the line. Yes, ma'am. The question is, will I be involved and continue to be involved in the development of the China Midwest Hub? I have been extremely pleased to be working with the leaders of St. Louis, the elected officials, business, labor, and cultural organizations. I think that is a tremendous opportunity, and I will be looking to see how I can help with them. I already plan to meet with one of the key officials in the Chinese embassy in Washington tomorrow when I go back for Roy Blunt swearing in, and I will find out where I can be helpful. If it's through the firm, I would be happy to do so, but I will find some way to help with that project. Any other?
Will you be making your home in St. Louis area now?
I have a home in Mexico, Missouri, and Washington, and I will be spending a good bit of time in both St. Louis and Washington. I will be a partner. Question would be, will you be a partner? Yes, I'll be a partner.
With long memories, this has been more of a Democratic leaning in the past. You can be able to live with all these Democrats?
Question is, can I live with all these Democrats? And my first response is, gee, I hope I don't screw up their reputation. But let me turn it over to Tom.
Maybe the best way for me to answer that question is I have 200 partners. They're all lawyers. And if I ask them any political question, I'll probably get 300 answers. So we are, without question, we have always been a bipartisan firm. And this is consistent, entirely consistent with that tradition in our place.
Well, I miss politics. Sure, I've got, there are a lot of things that I've done in politics, from running elections to working on intelligence and things like that. But as I told everybody in January of 2009, I was deeply honored to be Missouri's youngest senator, but I do not aspire to be youngest governor, but I do not aspire to be Missouri's oldest senator. Time for me to go, and I'm happy to be on the outside. Any other questions?
Besides the work here, do you plan to do anything academically? I know Senator Danforth and Representative Gephardt have established things at Washington University. Is that anything you're looking at?
The question is, will I do anything academically? I obviously will be working, I'll be attending some events that Jack Danforth is having to establish a bond lecture series at the university to bring speakers, we hope, nationally, internationally known speakers to Missouri, and I will work with them there. I will have some other activities, but as far as teaching courses, I don't have any plans to do that.
Which university would that be?
University of Missouri. Kevin, glad you could join us.
Yeah, sorry to see you, Phil. Can you give us a little bit more idea of the type of day-to-day law work you'll do? Do you see yourself in a courtroom?
The question is, what kind of work am I going to do? The nice thing about that, Kevin, is you, at a law firm, you find out what comes in the door. I'm not a litigator. I'm not going to be spending the time preparing for trial. I have done appellate arguments, but I think probably my best areas would be advising in areas where I have expertise, the cyber area, with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and related areas. In that area are helpful to some clients. Biotechnology, international trade, those are areas where I think I can provide assistance working with my partners and with clients on those issues. Maybe I'll let Tom address me.
I think he's given an excellent answer, and I have nothing to add to that.
Okay.
what sort of advice to what clients?
Question is, what kind of advice on cyber? There are tremendous things happening in cyber, and there are many concerns with privacy, with how the government interacts, how the private sector interacts with the government. I've introduced legislation that I hope will pass. There's legislation pending that could be very burdensome, and at whatever comes down the line, I will be working with partners who do work in that cyber field to give them advice on where things are going, how they can best keep up with the tremendous threats that the cyber hackers in countries around the world pose to many institutions and primarily telecom carriers to utilities, to financial institutions, but many others as well.
Some people aspire toward the every night, it's Friday night, and every
the question is, am I staying in the working world because I need the money or the excitement? My wife told me she married me for better or for worse, but not for lunch. Okay.
We
have some questions. I think we have some questions over the telecom?
Or we may have some on the phone.
On the phone? We have phone questions.
Certainly. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, star one, please, for a question or comment today. From the Associated Press, we'll go to David Lieb.
Hi, David.
Hi, Senator.
How are you doing, sir?
Very good. I think I may have missed the answer to one of the questions. I know you have homes in Mexico and Washington, but are you now also getting a home in St. Louis?
I'm not going to be buying any additional homes. As Senator, I maintain two homes. They're both very nice homes, and I'm not going to be taking on a third home.
So you're just going to commute from Mexico?
I will be working out of the Washington office in the Washington firm there. I will be in town to work in St. Louis, and I will be going wherever the client needs me to go. And part of that occasionally will be trips to Asia, which I will continue to do and see where I'm needed.
Telephone. And actually, we have from Missouri Net, Bob Pretty.
Oh, boy. Hello, Bob.
Hi. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
This is primarily for Mr. Minogue. Since you had Senator Eagleton on your staff, as I understand, one time, now you've got Senator Bond. I wonder, from the standpoint of the law firm, if bringing in people like this for the law firm constitutes basically hiring a prestigious staff consultant whose presence brings in additional business. Is that one reason that you want to hire somebody like Senator Bond?
That is one of many reasons, actually. When we bring in someone like Senator Bond, and we have brought in other individuals from the government in the past, including Congressman Larry Coughlin to our D.C. office, who was a Republican congressman from Philadelphia, we find that clients are very interested in hearing what they have to say from a practical perspective in terms of their legal needs. We find that it is a wonderful cultural addition to our law firm. We find that it is helpful in training our young associates. We find it is it's just a tremendous addition and shot in the arm to any professional institution to bring in someone with the stature and the reputation of Kit Barnes.
Any further?
We have Daniel Strauss from HILL.
All right.
Hi. Senator?
Hi. Yeah, sir.
Hi, sorry. It's actually Daniel Strauss from The Hill. So I just wanted to know the areas. I was wondering if you could go into a little more depth about the areas you'll be working in. You mentioned foreign intelligence, there, the FISA Act, biotechnology, and the cyber
international
protection.
Trade, agriculture, and whatever else comes in the door. That's a nice thing about a law firm. You don't always know what's coming in next.
I would add to that the transportation sector.
Mm-hmm.
Kit's been very active in the transportation sector, and we have a very active transportation practice both in our Washington office and our St. Louis office, and that's another area mm-hmm. where he'll bring much added value.
So does this it sounded like some of the projects will be more national. Or will Senator Bond focus on projects that are entirely Missouri-focused or something that will affect the whole country?
Well, I anticipate it will be both. He'll be working primarily out of our Washington office, and our Washington office business is national in scope, representing transportation companies around the country. And so I anticipate, you know, a lot of national scope work. And, you know, when he's in St. Louis commuting from Mexico, then the work will be Missouri-based.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any further questions?
Senator, won't it be a little difficult to, or do you think it will be difficult to stay away from the lobbying line in D.C.?
Oh, I have. I joined this firm because it's a law firm. I wanted to practice law, and I have not to. I have no ambitions to be lobbying Congress. As you well know, there is a two-year ban on it, but that's not what I had planned to do in the first place. I have lots of friends who are in Congress, and I can see them socially, which is good enough. And if they want any advice, they can ask me. But I haven't had a lot of them calling me for advice.
All right.
Okay, is there any further questions on the over the air?
There are no further questions on the phone.
Oh, Kevin?
What, as you look back over the country, where we stand now,
Kevin asked a global question about what's the future, where are we going. Investors Business Daily had a great editorial page yesterday talking about the challenges. I refer you to that. But let's say I have made a number of speeches on the floor about where we're going in intelligence, what the challenges are. We face great challenges there. We have to improve our intelligence and stop treating terrorists that we capture as common criminals who need to be Mirandized. We're very good, but we're not always going to be able to stop terrorist attacks in the United States. The economy is facing lots of challenges. I believe that the new House of Representatives will put the country back on the right track. We need to stop overspending, taxing, and regulating. I think that I'm hoping that there will be bipartisan efforts to reform the entitlement programs, and that they can only be done by bipartisan effort. So anytime you want to spend 3 or 4 hours, we'll talk about the rest of it. Thank you, Kevin.
Congress in general, do you think they'll be able to take your advice to play nice together?
Well, it takes two to play nice, and I hope that the most recent election explained it to some folks who had not wanted to reach across the aisle. And I think the time has come when everybody would be better off where they reach across the aisle. As I said many times before, the only measures I have passed that were important were on a solid bipartisan basis, and by getting bipartisan input, you make sure you keep the legislative proposal on a sound basis. And we saw too little of that in the last session. Until the tax bill, the only thing we got that was bipartisan was the Intel reauthorization bill that Dianne Feinstein and I passed unanimously in the Senate. Okay, any other questions? Thank you all very much. Thank you for joining us by wire, and thanks very much to my good friends who've come to be with us here today. Thank you, Tom, and I'll let you close it up.
Well, thank you very much for coming. A great step forward for our firm, and a great step forward to have Senator Bond coming back to Missouri.